Amen.
Jesus. Beautiful, beautiful song. Glory to his name. Wonderful Sunday school lesson today.
Amen.
As we celebrate this resurrection day of our Jesus. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Giving him praise and glory and honor that is completely due to him and him alone.
Yes.
We give him praise and glory for another blessed day, another blessed opportunity. Thankful to have the people we have online today and the people in church today.
Yes.
I want to bring a message to challenge us about our application of what God has called us to do, mm-hmm. using the example of our Savior. We saw in the Sunday school lesson where the message was that he has risen.
Yes.
Amen.
And it's time for us to rise again.
Amen.
In the sense of what God has called us and purposed us to do and to be.
Yes, mm-hmm. Lord.
So this message is, it's time to rise again.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, thank you for this blessed day. We thank you, Father God, for this blessed opportunity to come together as a body of believers, completely depending and dedicated to you. We thank you, Father God, for the wonderful sacrifice that was made by your son, Jesus, on the cross, that we might have a right to the eternal tree of life, mm-hmm. that we can live a life free from the burden and the bondage of sin,
yes.
that we can call and depend on you for all of our needs.
Mm-hmm.
We can call and depend on you, Father God, for provision, mm-hmm. for favor, watching over our family and friends. Father God, we thank you for being a present God.
Amen.
That is with us through thick and thin, mm-hmm. in the valleys, in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everywhere we go, you're with us.
Yes, Lord.
You promise in your word that you'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
So we walk in that promise and in that confidence and that expectation of all that you have afforded to us, Father God, through your son Jesus and the blood that was shed for us.
Mm-hmm.
That we might stand before you clean and as white as snow.
Yes,
because of our faith and belief in our Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm.
that we can walk in the confidence and abilities that you give us through the Holy Spirit and
yes.
through your Son.
Yes,
we thank you, Father God, as I bring this message mm-hmm. today. None of me and all of you, let the words of my mouth
mm-hmm.
and the meditation of my heart
yes,
be acceptable in your sight.
Mm-hmm.
For you are my Lord and my Redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name,
yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I have five scriptures I'm mm-hmm. going to give to you to highlight. They'll all be from, you know, I love NIV. They're going to be from King James this morning. But I want you to cite these, and we'll really will be more of a Bible school and message. Tied into one is I want us to look through these scriptures
mm-hmm.
And talk about the importance of rising again. Amen?
Amen.
So John 5,
mm-hmm.
1 through 9, we'll go to that first. That's John 5, 1 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go over to Mark 10, 46 through 52. Mark 10, 46 through 52.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 5, 18 mm-hmm. through 25. It's Luke 5, 18 through 25. Then we go back and look at verse 31 in Mark 8. So it's Mark 8, 31. And then we'll close out with Matthew 28. And we'll look at verses 1 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Where's the
last
one? I'm sorry.
Matthew 28, 1 through 7.
7, yes. So, I'll begin by just citing Isaiah 60 and 1,
mm-hmm.
which says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." Mm. Amen?
Amen.
So, to resurrect means to revive, to bring back to life,
amen.
To raise from the dead,
amen.
To restore to life,
mm-hmm.
to save, to revive,
mm-hmm.
and this is the one I really like, to breathe new life into.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to allow Jesus to breathe new life into us.
Oh, yes, it is.
And some of us are walking around dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
Our spirits are dead. Our faith is dead. Our hope is dead. Our love walk is dead.
Mm-hmm.
We walk around here with no zeal for life. We are just existing and not living.
Okay.
So say this with me, church. It's time to rise again.
It's time to rise again.
Amen. Some of us have been laying down or stuck in the tomb for too long. Stuck in that same position, that same state of mind, and that same state of existence for too long. And it's time to rise again. Amen?
Amen.
So, as I mentioned earlier, this flesh, you know, Pastor said earlier, apart from God, we can do nothing. And we have to crucify this flesh.
Yes.
This flesh is really something else.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it dictates so much of what we do.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. When your stomach growls, what does that mean? You need some food. When you're tired, when your eyelids start to droop down, what does that mean?
You sleep. Mm-hmm.
So this flesh is trying to dictate what you do, when you eat, when you go to sleep.
Ooh.
But we have to be driven by our spirit, man.
Amen.
So that we can able to be obedient to, just like the women we saw in the Sunday school lesson, they were able to be obedient to what they were called to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They didn't let their fear keep them from doing what God had called them to do.
Amen.
Share their and witness the first message that our Jesus, our Lord, has risen.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So our flesh will sometimes lead us to do some terrible things if we allow it to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's why the Bible teaches us to crucify the flesh and to put the flesh under submission.
All right.
Amen. Oh.
So don't allow your flesh to dictate your life and your actions and your cravings.
Mm-hmm.
We have to allow Jesus to breathe new life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. New life.
New life.
Into
life.
Us so we can rise again. Amen.
Amen.
And rising out of our the perils of life, rising out of our doubts, our disbeliefs, all the things that the enemy tries to plant in you to keep you from doing and being what God has called you to do and to be. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Realize the enemy's tactics is all about distraction and to keep you from doing your calling and your purpose.
Amen.
That's it.
Yes.
That's all he wants to do, is to keep you from doing what God's called you to do while you are here. Amen.
Amen.
So we have to rise up. We have to be the new creatures in Christ. That we are when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, to be all that God has called us to be. And the question that Jesus is asking us is, do we want to be made whole?
Mm.
Do you really want to be made whole? Or do you just want to get by?
Come on now.
Do you want to be a new creature in Christ? Do you really want to be a new person, or you want to be stuck in that same old way of doing things, the same mentality you've had and carried throughout your whole life?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Ooh.
Mm.
Are you ready to turn it all over to him?
Mm.
Are you ready to give him all power and authority over your life?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, do you really trust him?
Yes.
Do you really believe he died for you and for me?
All right.
Do you believe he died for your sins, and not just that he died, but more importantly, that he rose?
All right.
Because we can give so much emphasis, Jesus died for me, but the emphasis is that he rose.
Amen. That's right.
He did make a sacrifice.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But he rose again so we can have salvation, and then we can walk in the confidence of that victory.
Yes.
The same victory Jesus has, we have it through him.
Death
has no longer any power over anybody in this room because we've given our life to him.
Amen.
We are living forever.
Yes.
Amen. So though our flesh is dying daily, our spirit man is growing stronger and stronger as we lean and depend on that part of ourselves that should dominate anything that our flesh wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the more spirit-minded we are, and how do we get there, Minister Torm? Get there by meditating on his word day and night.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Sunday school, Bible study, church.
Yes.
It's all getting it in, getting that spirit man fed.
Mm-hmm.
So that spirit man can be strong enough to overwhelm that fleshly side of you that's always trying to dictate and control what you do and what you say.
Amen.
So you can kind of know which part of us is being fed by which part is ruling and dictating your life. You're feeding your flesh.
Come on.
Your fleshly desires are going to overwhelm everything
right.
in your life.
Come on.
If you are feeding your spirit, your spirit man will be leading and dictating the things out of your life. Amen?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's a quick assessment we can take of ourselves and our lives of what's going on, who's leading who, by what you actually are doing and what you're actually saying out of your mouth. Amen?
Yes.
So Jesus died, and we have to die to our old ways. We have to die to our old ways of walking and talking and and thinking and be new creatures in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So let's look at our first passage, John 5, 1 through 9. And I'm reading from the King James. It says, after there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Verse 4, for an angel went down at a certain season to the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Verse 5, and a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. Somebody say 38 years.
38
years he's been living with this. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole?
Yeah.
Now, we have to think, church, you can be in a state for a long time. Do you think that's a question? That, why would he ask that? He knew he had been in there for that state for that long.
Yeah.
But he had to know the status of that man's mindset. Had he gotten comfortable being in that state?
All right.
His presence at the pool showed that he wanted something different to happen. So verse 7, the impotent man answered him, said, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another step down before me. So he's giving all the excuses of why he... You know, I don't have nobody to help me. People run over and go ahead of me. So that's what's holding some of us down. What are we allowing to hold us down? What is the crutch in life that's keeping us from doing what God has called us to do and to be? So verse 8, Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk.
Get up.
So he's saying, rise up and take hold of what's been holding you down. And walk and go and do. Be productive. Apply the calling that I have on your life. Verse 9 says, and immediately the man was made whole. Took up his bed and walked on the same day that was the Sabbath. Amen. Let's go to our next one, Mark 10:46. And we'll read down through verse 52. And it says there, Mark 10:46, and there they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise.
Come on.
He calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. He could have just sat there and just complained and stayed in his same state of being with the garment, which symbolizes how he was seen. But now he is casting off what used to define him. He was acting in faith and in obedience to receiving something new. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 51, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight.
Come on.
Oh, yes.
Now, there was a spiritual thing happening here, church. His request was for physical sight. But it was exceeded by receiving spiritual sight.
Woo.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 52, Jesus said unto him, go thy way.
Come on.
Thy faith hath made thee whole.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
You're believing in my ability to help your situation and circumstance.
Come on.
Beyond your sight,
yes,
your whole life is about to change.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because
yes,
of that one thing of belief and
yes,
obedience. Amen.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
So it says, immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That means God's way of doing things.
Amen.
God's principles.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to be a follower of Jesus now.
Mm-hmm.
So not only did he receive his sight, but he walked into his calling by following Jesus. Amen.
Ooh, amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Let's look at Luke 5. Mm-hmm. Let's turn over to Luke 5. And we'll pick up at verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 5, and I'm going to pick up verse 18 here. And it says, reading from the King James, and behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy,
mm-hmm,
and they sought means to bring him and to lay him before him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19, and when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because mm-hmm of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling
mm-hmm
with his couch into the midst before Jesus. Verse 20, and when he saw their faith, we're talking about who? Jesus. So when
Jesus
saw their faith,
mm-hmm,
he said unto him,
mm-hmm,
man, thy sins are forgiven thee.
Praise God, yes.
But what did the Pharisees say, church? Mm-hmm. Verse 21, and the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of being in awed by Jesus' speech
mm-hmm
and taken in by what he was saying to this man, they were jealous, they were confused,
mm-hmm,
they were not understanding, being men of spiritual, what we call it, religious
mm-hmm
teachings.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Probably thought they knew it all, could see it all.
Right.
But they did not recognize faith when it was right there present.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So verse 22, Jesus perceived their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And he answered, saying unto them, what reason ye in your hearts?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's easier to say thy sins be forgiven thee, or mm-hmm to say rise up
and
walk.
Walk.
Ooh.
Verse 24, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins,
mm-hmm,
he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise,
woo,
take up thy couch,
mm-hmm,
and
on,
go into thine house.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately he rose.
Yes, he healing, ain't he?
Up before them, and took
yeah
up that whereon he lay.
Come on.
And
mm-hmm
departed his own house, glorifying God.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we see he rose up
yes
and took hold of what had been holding him. He got his mat. The mat used to hold him. Now he's taking his mat out. He's holding
him.
That's
it. Mm-hmm.
And again, I ask, what's holding us down?
Mm-hmm.
What's keeping us from rising up to being with all that God has called us
come
to be?
On,
what's holding
question
us back
holding
from being everything that we know God has called us to be?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is that thing that's keeping you
come on
from measuring up? For leveling
yes
up.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's resurrection day, right, church?
Yes,
yes,
it is.
Yes.
It all had to be because it was God's plan for his son to be risen.
Woo!
It is what? Likewise
thank
God's
you,
plan for us to
yes
rise up
yes
and be
yes
all that God has called
yes
us to be. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Mark 8:31, at one verse I wanted to highlight here.
Yes.
Talks about our risen Savior. And it says, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things.
Uh-huh.
Be rejected of the elders.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Of the chief priests.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about church folks.
Yeah.
Rejected.
Come on.
In the scribes, people that knew the Old Testament from front to back, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
These are the scribes. And he's going to be rejected by these people.
Yeah.
Yes.
And killed.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And after 3 days, do what?
He's going to
rise again.
Rise again.
Amen. So, amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
After 3 days.
We're going to go through some things, church, as believers. We're going to go through some things where you're going to be talked about, ridiculed, rejected, metaphorically spit on, sometimes literally spit on.
Amen.
But we got to rise above that, right?
Keep on.
Yes.
Fleshly wants to go eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
Yes.
But we've risen above that.
Yes.
But we've learned in Sunday school, we've learned in Bible study to rise above that, turn the other cheek. Why am I turning the other cheek?
Yeah.
Because I'm trusting God to avenge anything, every wrong that's been done in my life.
Yes.
He will take care of the people that's trying to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, I'm talking about take you out. People that's trying to take you out, God will take care of them.
Yes.
You don't have to fight those battles.
Mm-hmm.
Hand those things over to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Do what God is calling you to do.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't be distracted in the things that God is going to take care of. He's not telling you to fight that battle.
Yes.
The battle is who's the Lord's.
The Lord's. Yes.
So we don't have to fight these battles back and forth.
Come on.
We just got to stay stuck on our calling, what God has called you to do in that day.
Amen.
Fighting back, getting back, that's just a distraction to take you off the path that God has you on. Amen.
Come on. Amen.
It's just a distraction.
Yes, it is.
Don't fall for it.
Amen.
Stay on the calling that you know God has placed on your heart to do and to be. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Matthew 28:1. Matthew 28, picking up at verse 1. I'll read 1 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to the sepulchre. Read this in Sunday school, right, church?
Praise God.
But it talks about in verse 2, behold, there was a great earthquake.
Yes.
For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door.
Praise God.
And sat upon it.
Come on.
His countenance was like lightning.
Praise
God.
And his raiment white as snow.
Yes.
And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men.
Woo! Mm-hmm.
And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified.
Yes, sir.
He is not here.
He's not here.
For he is risen.
He is risen.
As he said,
come
see the place where the Lord lay. Let me show y'all he's not here.
Come on.
Y'all don't believe it? Come on in. You see.
Amen. Praise God.
And then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen.
All right.
From the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
There shall ye see him.
Woo!
Lo, I have told you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And so I tell you today, church, he is risen.
Yes.
He overcame the world and overcame death. So
yes.
That you too, like I, could overcome our trials and tribulations of life.
Yes, sir.
By receiving and accepting Christ as our Lord and Savior, we too overcome the power of death and sin and now have everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus' destiny was not to remain in that tomb. That wasn't his destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Nor is our destiny to remain in the state that we're in.
Come on. Come on, Pastor.
Right. Come on.
Whatever it is that's holding you down, if it's a bed, if it's a mat,
come on.
Whatever's keeping you down, it's time to rise up.
Yes, sir.
Rise again.
Amen.
Out of depression.
Yes.
Rise up out of debt.
Yes.
Rise up out of doubt.
Yes.
Rise up out of fears.
Yes.
Rise up out of disbelief.
Yes.
Rise up out of whatever tomb the enemy is trying to keep you in.
Woo. Yes.
The enemy wants to keep you bound up.
Yes.
In that condition.
Come on.
That's desolate, unproductive, dead life.
Yes.
And God is calling you out of that state of mind and out of that barren existence.
Yes.
Find and then thrive in your calling.
Yes.
It's called each and every one of us.
Yes.
We're our body.
Yes.
We all got a purpose and a calling. Mm-hmm. Just like our Lord and Savior did. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And God is trying to call us into a higher state of existence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That we might have life. Mm-hmm. And have it what?
More abundant.
Not just exist, not just to be here, but to live an abundant life.
Yes.
And it's funny how the body, this fleshly body, will remain in whatever state you put it in.
Mm-hmm.
If we allow it to remain at rest or not move or do anything or be unproductive, that's the way it will stay. I think this what Newton's law of motion said. Uh-huh. That a body at rest will remain at rest, and a body in motion will remain in motion. Jesus rose,
mm-hmm.
not so that we could be or live lazy, unproductive lives, just mm-hmm. laying around, letting all the blessings of life
mm-hmm.
just pass us by.
Yeah.
In each of the passages that I read today, the person could have chosen to remain in the state that they were in.
Come on, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
We could also choose to remain stuck in wherever we are.
Yes.
But they chose to be made whole.
Yes.
By accepting the invitation of our Lord and Savior to rise again.
Yes.
That was their destiny.
Come on.
Not to stay in that same state, but to rise, to be made whole, to be healed. Amen.
Amen.
And that is our destiny. That's our calling. That's our purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus was not destined to remain in the tomb.
Woo.
He died for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
That was his calling.
Yes.
He rose for our salvation.
Come on.
That was his purpose.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To be seated at the right hand of our Father in heaven was his destiny.
Ooh.
Amen.
Yes.
He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He rose so we could rise again.
Yes.
It's time to rise again, church.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We've been lying down for too long.
Amen.
Yes, it's Resurrection Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to rise again.
Rise.
He is risen.
Yes.
So we need to rise again.
Yes.
Amen.
Take hold of whatever's been holding you.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in the abundant life that he has granted you.
Jesus.
In me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Amen. Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you,
Lord.
For your son, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
So the great and wonderful sacrifice that was made for us on that cross.
Mm-hmm.
That he just didn't die, but he rose.
Yes.
With all power and glory in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Father God, for the power and authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
We thank you, Father God, for the power and authority that you have given to us through your son, Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
To rise, to be victors and not victims.
Mm-hmm.
To be the head and not the tail.
Mm-hmm.
We give you all praise, all glory, and all honor. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.